All right, this is Build a Better Business, and we started in January with talking about our VPS. Then in February was all about our storytelling and crafting our story, which becomes the cornerstone of everything that we're doing. And then in March, we talked about serving is selling and coming alongside some other influencers. And most recently, Debbie and Sherry and myself, we've come alongside Wendy Bloom in South Florida. And since then, I am a part of a co-author book project because the price was right and it makes me a published author. Sherry has jumped on board the second co-author book project. So she's already a published author on her own right, but now will be a part of this co-author project, the one after mine with Wendy. And because again, the price was right and the marketing is right and it puts us where we want to be with our business. You know, it was an opportunity that we saw and decided to connect with. And all of that was through us serving Wendy and her tribe. And we learned about her products. And just today, Wendy sent me two clients just this morning, and I've signed both of them up today on my programs. And so that's what serving is all about. We just came alongside Wendy to help raise awareness of her products and services. And then she in turn kind of highlights us every time we tap in. And so that was just a great opportunity for us. And so from there, once we know our promise to our guests or to our clients, the VPS, the value proposition statement, and we know we have our story and we're starting to serve, now as those referrals start coming back to us, we've got to have some place for them to land. And so with that, we talk about creating our website where it's a step-by-step process of your offers. So we start with a free offer so that folks can tap in to see if they like what we have to offer. It's kind of a situation where it's no risk to them to tap in because it's something free. So it's either, a download of some sort, a free ebook, a PDF with information that brings them value, or maybe a strategy or a connect call with us. But it's something that helps them get to know, like, and trust us. And so that is your first free offer. That's the first thing that should show on your website is how they can connect with you. And then from there, you're going to have your first level offer, your mid-level offer, and then finally your core offer. Now your core offer is what we're talking about today in the month of July. And your core offer is your bread and butter. And so I like to actually create my offers backward. I like to look at all of my products and services and find out what is bringing me the most income. And once you determine your best seller of whatever your products and services are, that is your core offer. And so you should never, ever, ever discount your core offer because your core offer is your bread and butter. Now, I'm going to give you an analogy from when I was back in my salon days. And of course, today I was just sharing with the girls, this is me with absolutely no makeup on. For those of you that are just listening to the podcast and not seeing the video, you don't get the impact of me with no makeup, but I have absolutely no makeup on and my hair is not done. I did brush it this morning, but that's all so far. But back in the salon days, when I had the beauty salon, my core offer was acrylic nails. And so that was my bread and butter. Most of my clients, 80% or more of my clients would come in and get acrylic nails. Now, the reason that was my core offer was because, and then try to think how your products and services might align with the theory. I know you're not doing nails or hair, but with this theory, my gals had to come in every 3 weeks to get their nails balanced or those acrylic nails would fall off. So any of you that know anything about acrylic nails, it's an overlay over your natural nail. And if you didn't get the back, as your nail grew out, if you didn't get the back filed down and filled in with acrylic, after a while, that acrylic nail would be like way out here and it would eventually come off. It would grow off. So I had a ready-made audience where my clients had to come every 3 weeks. Now, the hairstylists, they loved it too. Those haircuts were their, that was their core offer because you know what? Our hair just keeps growing. And so if you have a style that you like, you faithfully go in every 3 weeks, every 4 weeks, every 6 weeks, whatever your schedule is, and you probably don't miss it because you've probably missed one a time or two and you swore to yourself you'd never do that again because all of a sudden you can't get your hair to do what you want it to do. And so you're like, oh, I need to get in and get my hair shaped up or cut or styled or whatever it is that you do. So my point is, once you determine in your business what your core offer is, that is your bread and butter. Those are the people that come back over and over and over again. And it could be, if you're an MLM, it's the people that are buying a certain product. It could be, it's the folks that pay a membership fee every month. It's the ones where when you look at the numbers over time, it's where you're making the most money. And once you determine what that thing is, that becomes your core offer. And so now everything else leading up to your core offer becomes your funnel. So getting them to tap into a free call, or getting them to download your ebook, or getting them, to buy something of a lesser value. I know Wendy, and again, I'll use Wendy as an example. Her core offer is getting folks to actually buy her big ticket item. But to get them to get there, she will have these free 5-day challenges. And as they enter the 5-day challenge, they bring tons of value to the challenge. And then at the end, she then offers her product, which is her core value product. And so along the way, to get folks to know, like, and trust her, she has a journal. You can download a journal, and it's kind of a mid-level offer. We talked about your free, and then your first level, and then your mid-level, and then finally your core offer. So she sells a journal for $37. And it's a beautiful journal. You can order it, a downloadable link where you can download it yourself and put it together, or you can actually order it and she'll send you an actual book journal, all bound and everything. And she has those made, and she'll actually ship you a journal. So the point is, you get to know, like, and trust her, and folks will get to know, like, and trust you the same way once they start tapping into your products and services. And so you're just going to layer those due to price point. So all a funnel is, it's just a way to get customers over to your core offer. Because if you just put out there, boom, here's my offer, please buy, a lot of people are going to say, I don't know her. I don't know if I don't want to spend that money. If I decide I don't like it, what if it's not what I thought it was? Because they haven't gotten to know, like, and trust you yet. See? And so you have to kind of, and here's how I like to say it, you have to kind of date them first before you ask them to get married. You can't just hit them with your big ticket. You have to kind of date them first. They want to get to know you first. They want to know what you're about. They want to know that you have the same thoughts. They want to know that you care about their business. They want to know that you care. And of course, we hear all those things all along, that folks, they really don't care what you know until they know that you care. You hear that phrase all the time. And so that's what we're talking about. And we've talked about all the different ways that you can have your freebies and your first base and your second base. So I'll just give you an example for me. For me, my actual freebie to get folks connected with me is a number of different ways. They can tap in, because your funnel, see, now picture a funnel. It's going to be big at the top and it's going to be small at the bottom. So when it's big at the top, you can have maybe 10 different freebies for folks to get to tap into you, but you're going to funnel them down to that one core offer, because when they start to spend more money, you want to spend more time. And you can't have 20 different core offers because you can't put your time into all those core offers. But your freebies, see, those are going to be pre-made that you're going to put out there. So you can have 10 different freebies. So my folks can connect with me through my podcast. They can connect with me through my blog post. They can connect with me through my ebooks. They can connect with me through my strategy calls. But all of those, I point them to my academy, the Kathy Benner International Academy. Now, once they tap into the academy, they'll see that there's even yet another free way that they can get to meet me and know, like, and trust me, is that they can come to a free meetup. So all of my top of the funnel sends them to a free meetup. So that's just one layer down. Now, once they come to that free meetup and they hear what my products are all about, and they get to hear me and they get to hear my voice and they get to see me and they get to know me a little bit better, then I direct them that they could purchase a course. And that's my mid-level offer, is my course. And it's just a one-time purchase price, and then they have unlimited access to it for life. And I keep adding to the course. And so every time I teach a module and questions come up, I answer the questions, and then I put that module in the course. So I'm constantly adding more value to that mid-level offer. So folks that have that course, every time they tap in, they'll see that we've added additional information. And so if they even call me with a question, perfect example in my Happy House Hunters, I had a gal call me and she said, what about syndicates? I'm thinking about investing in a syndicate and I don't understand syndicates. Well, what that did is it prompted me to go and do a big research project about syndicates. And then I wrote an entire module about how they work and why and what would be a good investment. And I included it in the course. And so then I bundled that and created my mastermind. Now, today we're in the Build a Better Business Mastermind, and we're talking about how to build these funnels. And so what I did is I've got all of these freebies, that funnel, the first step down into the free meetup, then the free meetup down into the courses, and then the courses down into my actual mastermind. And the masterminds, because it is a membership where folks pay every month, month after month, that becomes my core offer, because that is my bread and butter. That is the goal. That's the bread and butter of my business, is adding memberships in the masterminds. And so to make that even more attractive, oftentimes, because I've got 8 different lanes, I'll have someone that's interested in a couple of different lanes. And so I now offer 2 mastermind memberships for the price of 1, kind of a little BOGO thing. And so a lot of my folks are in the Build a Better Business and the blog, because it kind of goes together. They want to monetize a blog as well as build a better business on their website. In my Happy House Hunters, I have long-term rentals and I have short-term rentals. So oftentimes, some of those folks want to be in both of those masterminds, because they're maybe in a long-term rental and they're thinking about getting into short-term, or maybe they're already having a short-term and they're thinking about getting into a long-term. So they want to be in both of those masterminds. And so that makes my core offer a little more attractive. But what happens is when you add that kind of value, those folks will stay and stay and stay. So I had a couple that said, you know, Kathy, we need to cut down on what we're spending. And so we're thinking about dropping out of the mastermind. And I said, I understand, not a problem. And so I told them, I said, you go to your profile, you know, on the drop-down bar, it'll have a place there where, you know, you can unsubscribe. And I said, and once you unsubscribe within a 30-day period, your membership fee will no longer come out of your bank account and you'll be out. And so I just kind of flagged it in my follow-up filing system here in my office for 30 days out. And I noticed that they had not unsubscribed. And I thought, oh, they're not going to be happy. I bet they thought they did and maybe didn't click all the way through on unsubscribing. So I called her up and I said, hey, do you need some help unsubscribing? I said, I don't want you to be unhappy. And she said, oh, no, no, no. She said, when we went in to unsubscribe, we saw everything that you've added to that membership. And she said, we decided that we had to give something else up. We decided that your information was too valuable and that we needed to maybe cut back somewhere else. And she said, so we've decided to keep the membership. And that's my point, is you want to bring so much value to your core offer that folks realize that they cannot get that information all in one place like you have it, as well as how you deliver it. And so that's what keeps them, paying that subscription month after month after month. So a funnel, I want to go back and talk about funnels now that we understand the free offers, the first level, the midterm offer, the middle level, and then the core offer. I want to go back and talk about funnels. All a funnel is a way to direct them down through that process. It's to give them that step-by-step process. And so I'm going to share my screen. And again, for those of you that are listening on a podcast version instead of actually seeing the screen, wouldn't be able to see this, but I want to share with you, and I'm just going to show you, first of all, those of you that have been with me for a while, you'll understand the website. And I'm going to show you my website again, because my website is written in a funnel format. So when, and again, once we go through this course a couple of times, it just makes so much more sense. The first time through, you're thinking, I get it. But when you finally see it after a while, it really clicks through. So on my website homepage, you'll see the first thing that you see is schedule your free strategy session. That's at the top of my funnel. It's no skin off of the person clicking in. They're not paying anything. It might take 30 minutes of their time, but they have a one-on-one conversation with me. And so that's at the top of my funnel. They're not spending a dime. They're just spending 30 minutes of their time. And if they're interested in any of my products, they might say, I want to talk to Kathy to see where I should spend my money before I just start buying these courses and these masterminds and then realize I'm in the wrong one. So that's the whole point. Then I have this graphic, which shows that there is a complimentary strategy call, and it just takes them right around. We call it kind of the same format as the hero's journey. They have their complimentary strategy call. Then it takes them to the free meetup, because oftentimes once I find out the topic they're interested in, whether it's long-term rentals, short-term rentals, blogging, writing, you know, building a website, whatever, I'll say, go to the free meetup and because that's where we're talking about it, and it doesn't cost you anything. So then here is the free meetups. They can join as many as they would like. And then from there, they can go to the courses and they can learn everything from health to wealth in these courses. But then from there, they can go into the mastermind. So be a part of the membership community. And then from there, if they want to go faster, they can do the one-on-one coaching and it helps them get there faster. And then finally, to celebrate their passive income, they can go on one of the Freestyle Living Tribe trips. And that takes them to becoming totally a member of the Freestyle Living Tribe. And it's their way to design their path to freestyle living. So what you want to do on your business is you want to have some sort of a flow like this, where when your folks tap in, they're not confused as to where to go. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I'll tap into a website and I see everything they have to offer, but I don't know where to start. And so confusion, you know, makes me hesitate because I'm not sure what I should click on first. And so you want to tell them right in your website where to go first. You want to take them right through the steps. So mine is the strategy call, the meetups, the courses, the masterminds, the one-on-one coaching if they want to go faster, and then finally celebrate with the tribe trips. So that is right at the top of my website. And then as you scroll down, it takes you right into all of those lanes, and it'll show the free meetup, the course, the mastermind. And it'll go right down all of the lanes, the free meetup, the course, the mastermind, all the way down. And when they tap through again, they get two masterminds for the price of one if they're interested in joining one of the masterminds. And then right after that, see, it goes right to the one-on-one coaching. And then right after that, it goes into the tribe trips. So you see where my website is laid out. And I'm going to scroll back to the top for those of you that are just listening in. I'm scrolling back to the top and I'm showing you the graphic again on how you can go right around that circle, right into becoming a Freestyle Living Tribe member. So again, the strategy calls, the meetups, the courses, the masterminds, the coaching, the trips, and the tribe member. And then the website follows that. Okay. Now, once you get to the end of the one-on-one coaching and the tribe trips, see, that's the end of the marketing, or that's the end of the offers. So now the website takes a kind of a segue now into how are you going to point back to those offers? And so here's all the ways I point back to those offers. Now, these are going to be, even though they're further down on my homepage, because again, once somebody gets to my homepage, they want to see the offers. But if they're still not sure and they get that far scrolling down, they might need, and follow me here, they might need for you to put them back up in the top of the funnel. They've read down through your offers and they're still not sold. They're still not sure they want to tap through on any of those offers. So you want to put them back in the top of the funnel. Are you with me? So here's how you put them back in the top of the funnel. they can learn more about me. They might say, who is this Kathy girl? So they might want to learn more about me. That's the first way to put them back. And then they might go, okay, yeah, I see what she's about. I am ready to get a strategy call. See, and of course I put that right here. They don't even have to physically scroll back to the top of the funnel. It's right here where they can actually tap into a strategy call again. Or they can download an ebook. They might say, well, let me just read this ebook that she's written and see if I really like or trust her enough for me to spend money. Or they might say, let me get this book that she's a co-author of and see what she has to say. Again, to see if I really want to give her my money. And this is a 99 cent investment. Or they might say, oh, look here, she's got a lot of speakers and she can even help market my business. Oh, that's a plus. Here is all of her free meetups I can now check out, and I put free next to all the ones that are free so they know exactly which ones are free and which ones are part of our paid mastermind. Or they might say, oh, let me listen to some of her podcast. So now the next thing on my website is a link to my podcast, and it tells all about my podcast. See, what I'm doing is all of these steps, I'm putting them back at the top of the funnel. Or they might say, oh, let me read some of her blog post. So here is a whole section on my website on how to tap into my blog post and a little bit about, again, my thinking. Because what you're doing with all of your ebooks and your podcasting and your blogging is you're just putting yourself out there so that your audience gets to know, like, and trust you. If they can't hear your voice, and I'm not meaning just your literal voice, it could be your blogs, how you're writing. If they can't hear what you're about or they can't read what you're about, they're not likely to spend their money with you. And so this is all the ways that I'm putting back to the top of the funnel. But you also want them to get to know you. And so now I show them where I have a big giving back campaign. And so the International Academy gives back in a big way. And so that way they can actually see all the ways that I give around the world. They can watch this video to see all the things that I donate to. But then they can also read all of these testimonials. And so Debbie, I want to thank you and Estella both, because your testimonials are here on my homepage of my website. Here's Estella. But here are the testimonials. And Debbie, you're here somewhere. There you are. There's yours. And so testimonials are huge. And then of course they want to know, is she really qualified to do all of this? So then I put my certifications at the bottom. So many folks put their certifications and stuff at the top, and it makes your reader say, good for you. I'm glad you're certified in all of that. You know, people will say, I'm this and this and this, and it makes it all about them instead of all about their customer. And so you want to make your website all about your customers. So you can see now the rhyme and reason as to why my website is laid out the way it is, because it becomes a funnel. Now, something as simple as a funnel, and I want to show you this, a funnel can be something as simple as an email. And here is my weekly announcements. And each of you that are on the call today probably got a copy of my weekly announcements. This is actually an actual example of a funnel. So my weekly announcements, I send out every Saturday or Sunday. And here lately, I've been kind of busy. So it's usually on a Sunday by the time I get around to sending it out. But this just says, here's what's coming up this week. It has, and for those of you that are watching the video, you can see where it has what's free for everyone. As you come down the page, you've got all the dates and times, and it tells you everything that's going on. And as you scroll down that announcement, then it says, this is the best way to see and find the details and links for this week's meetups. And there's a link. And so they don't have to leave this page and go find and Google me or try to figure out how to get to that calendar. I put the link right in the email. And then from there, when you scroll down, I did a little bit of advertising. I have my co-author book advertised at the bottom. And I also have the latest magazine of Connected Columbus Monthly magazine. And I was featured in the lifestyle section of the magazine. I actually was asked to write for their lifestyle section. And so I kind of did that advertising at the bottom of that email. So now for those of you that are listening in, I'm just scrolling back to the top. And I just want to show everyone that's watching the video that all it is I just typed out my funnel. This is what's happening this week. So folks can tap in, because remember, my meetups is at the top of my funnel. And so everything that I do in marketing is to put the folks back at the top of the funnel so that they can come down through that funnel and they can see what I have to offer and how I'm offering it. And they can tap in to not only books like this one or magazines like this one, but they can tap in so that they can, and I'll use the phrase, hear my voice, even though they may be reading something that you know, when you read a book, you can hear the author's voice when you're reading that book. You know what they stand for, you know what they believe in. And so your customers have to get to know, like, and trust you before they're going to start spending any money. So anyway, so that is an example. This is the very bare bones basic type funnel, is your homepage of your website or just an email that you're sending out to your tribe. But there's other types of funnels. And so that's what I want to look at next. And again, I have to keep moving our faces around here. And so I saved a couple of links here. And let's see. This is all about creating an evergreen funnel. I'm not sure this is the one I want to show you, so bear with me for those of you that are listening in. I don't know if this is the actual one I want to show you, so let me open it up here and see. All right, that's not the one. So bear with me just a moment till I find that one. Sorry about that. I'm just looking here. I just saved some links is what I did, so that I could show you some actual funnels that, and these might just, yeah, I think these are just ways to find a funnel. So let me go over here. I have a list on my calendar. Oh, here's Estella. Let me let her back in. I have a list on my calendar and here's funnel examples. That's what I'm after. So here is a funnel. It's loading for those of you that are listening instead of watching. This is a funnel. And now this is kind of a fun one. This is a funnel where they just created a page. Now they're using an actual ClickFunnels or, you know, it's one of those programs. And trust me, there's a million of them out there. You do not have to spend a ton of money because there's some very basic ones. And you can even make this on a page in your website and turn it into a funnel. And this is the URL up here. You see where I'm highlighting, that's the URL. So wherever they post that URL, this funnel will come up. And you can see looks like a website. You see that? And all they did is they're posting their funnel page out of their website. See, because you can click on the events, about us, courses, contact. This is a website, and this is just a page up here of their website. And so all they're doing now is they're creating this event. It's November 10th through the 13th, for those that are just listening in. It's a Tradewinds Islands Grand Resort in Florida. They've got a little timer, which you can, you know, buy those as a little plug-in. Your website usually will have a timer plug-in you can use. And they just go through and they just talk about this event and they talk about themselves, you know, through the event. Like this one here is the Mystic Marriage of Spirituality and Science. And then they talk a little bit about it and then book now. And then highlights of the event, they just, you know, they just created a page. And then they put a little author section for each of them. There's two leaders of this seminar or summit or whatever they're calling it. And so they put a little bit about themselves. And then they put the schedule, what you're going to get, you know, because remember, you're leading your people through a story. And so they tell you a little bit, then they tell you the pricing, and you know, now they've got three pricing blocks so you can buy tickets. They tell you what you get in the pricing blocks and they tell you, you know, how to book. They tell you all about the event location. They give you the directions how to get there. You can book your tickets all the way down. Then they have a little question and answer section for the most common questions that people have. And then of course, the footer of their website, which comes out on the bottom of the page. So now I'm scrolling back to the top and what you'll see is it just leads your readers through like a story. The whole thing is just like a story, because when they get to your, we'll call it a landing page or sales page or funnel page, they're all interchangeable concepts. What it is you want to know the who, what, when, where, and how. That's what your reader is asking. Who are you? What are you doing? Where are you doing it? How are you doing it? That's what they want to know. And so that's what they're answering on this page. They're answering what it is. It's a mystic marriage of spirituality and science. So somebody interested in that topic is going to scroll on. If you're not interested, you're done. This is the top of their funnel. If you go, I'm not interested in that, you're going to scroll past it. But if you are interested in that, you'll go, oh, well, what is it about? Well, here's what it's about. So you found out what it was. Now you found out what it's about. And now you want to know, well, what's going to happen at this event? So now they tell you what you're going to learn at the event. And they're going to give you an op- at any time that you're satisfied that you want a book, they're going to make that book now available all the way down that funnel. And so now you're saying, well, who are these guys? Okay, so now they're going to tell you a little bit about who they are. They give you a little bit of background for each of the two presenters. And then you're going to say, well, what's this event going to look like? If I do buy this, what's it going to look like? Well, here's what day one is going to look like. And here's, you know, here's the workshop. Here's your 4 days. And it tells you what it's going to look like. You click and it tells you what it's going to look like. And then you go, well, how much does this cost? If I, you know, I like the guys. I like what they're about. I like the topic. I like where it is. I like, you know, the 4 days. I like the schedule. What's it going to cost though? And then they tell you what it's going to cost. And they tell you what you get with each of the tickets. And then they put a little scarcity in here. There's only 78 tickets left for this early bird silver. And there's on this one over here, there's only 34 tickets left on this gold ticket. See, and you get some VIP stuff here. And so what they're doing is they're just adding value. They're bundling and building on and adding value to each ticket price for this event. And then if you go, okay, I'm in, but where is this thing? Where do I have to go to get to it? So now they tell you all about the location, and they even give you some pictures, and they give you a book, the hotel now, because if you're going to go, you're going to have a place to stay. And of course, they want you to stay right at the venue because, again, this is a business. And so the hotel, it knows if they book this event, they're going to get bookings for rooms. And so they're going to give this event some discounted prices to keep those attendees at the actual venue. And so one of the things that this event is doing is that they're also advertising the hotel because it's a win-win. It helps keep their people there and it helps boost the hotel. And they've got some beautiful pictures of the hotel. And then they give you directions because then you're like, okay, I'm in, but now I want to go deeper. I want to find out how am I going to get there? I've already checked my calendar. My dates are open, so I'm going to book it. The price is right. The location's right. The time is right. But now how do I physically get there? And so again, you can book your tickets all the way down. They give you that all the way down. But then you can go, what about social distancing with all of this COVID? So see, now they're going to answer some of those questions. What are the protocols for social distancing policy? So now they're going to answer the most common questions that you might have. And they're going to answer that right in the funnel. Okay. And that takes you clear to the bottom. So now I'm going to scroll back to the top again, just so you can kind of take a peek at this funnel. This is just one version. You can do it on any funnel platform, including a page in your website. So don't get hung up that you have to spend money on some big fancy funnel. Debbie, did you have a question?
Yeah, could you scroll up a little bit on that one? Because I think they made a mistake in the dates.
November 3rd, oh. 10 through 13?
Yeah, no, never mind. I thought you said October 3rd, 10 through 13.
Ah, no, it's November 10 through 13, yeah. And then when you come down in the funnel, and again, that's a good point. Make sure you don't have any typos. See, here's November 10 through 13. Yeah, make sure you don't have any typos when you're building your own funnel. But again, the only difference between creating a funnel on your website page versus buying an actual funnel platform is the fact of it being integrated. If you're doing it on your own website, and just a page on your website, make sure you have the correct links under your buttons. If you're buying an actual funnel platform like ClickFunnels, they're going to have all of those links integrated. And so all you do is plug in your information. But if you're building it, which is a lot cheaper, but the only extra step on your part is that you have to make sure you've got the correct links under these buttons. And again, if you've already put together a blog or a web page or whatever, you realize it's just not that hard to put the right link under a button. And so what happens in the building section of your website, you would click on this and it would have a thing where it would say, put the URL where you want this to go once somebody clicks here. And so you might want it to go to a Google form where they have to complete their name and their phone number and all of that. And then it pops up in your email box that somebody has registered for your event. You might want it to go to just an Eventbrite, free Eventbrite event. And that's like a little miniature sales page, and Eventbrite takes care of taking care of the money part for you. And they just, you know, 20 people click through and it goes over to Eventbrite, and all of a sudden Eventbrite drops their money right into your bank account because Eventbrite already has their own little system integrated and it's free. Or you might want to send them over to a meetup group. That's what I do for my free meetups. I actually have them set up on meetup.com. And then I just send my folks over to the meetup group. So it depends on where you want it to go, but just make sure you put the right links underneath your buttons on your funnel. Okay. So that's one example. Now, let me move this and see if I can find a different example. Here is another example of a funnel. This is a company called Easy Button Assistance, and they are selling you help. If you need help, it says, when life gets overwhelming, press the easy button. And their company is called Easy Button Assistance. And I love it when you highlight, when you hover, for those of you that are listening instead of watching the video, when you hover over their easy button, it actually looks like you're pushing it. They've got a little graphic that actually looks like you're pushing the button. So that's really cute. Now, you'll notice that, was it Staples that had the easy button where you hit the button, the red button that said that was easy? Well, you'll notice they made theirs blue because they don't want to infringe on Staples' easy button campaign. So they made it Easy Button Assistance and they made theirs blue. Now, when you scroll down, you say, well, what did they do? You know, remember, your viewers want to know who, what, when, where, how. That's what they want to know. Who are you? What are you doing? How are you doing it? Where are you doing it? How do I connect? So when you scroll down, they automatically tell you with Easy Button Assistance what they do. They do household tasks, cleaning, cooking. They do senior care, coordinating maintenance, household donations, laundry. They do office support, branding, content, presentations. And so they tell you what they do. So then why? Well, sometimes you just want things to be easy. That's why you want the easy button. And so now they tell you who they are marketing. They're for the busy professional, they're for the senior, and they're for the small business. You see how they just spell it out right down the, they're just answering your questions before you even have them. And all the way down, every section, you get a contact us button. So why is Easy Button a great assistance? They tell you why. And then also help with one-time jobs. See, extra hands to move furniture, set up parties for celebrations, put away Christmas stuff, deep clean before or after moving. So you might see that again, they're entering the conversation in their customer's mind. The customer might say, yeah, but I don't need these people to come and clean every week or help with laundry every week or help with my presentations every week. I just want to clean out my garage. Well, now they're saying, okay, we do quick one-time jobs. So now you're thinking, oh, maybe they are for me. And so now they say, what assistance do you seek? And so now they just have a little contact page. And so it's super easy. If I were looking for some support to do any of those kinds of projects, I wouldn't hesitate to fill this out. I see that they're in Columbus. I see they've got an email. I can check out their Facebook or their LinkedIn. See, they put their social media stuff there. So I get to know, like, and trust them. I can kind of look around on Facebook and see what people are saying about, you see where I'm going with that? That's why you need to have a presence on social media, blogging, whatever it is that you're doing, because people want to know, like, and trust you before they give you their money. And so before I fill this form out, I might click through and check them out, see if they've got some, you know, some referrals or some testimonials somewhere, you know, on their Facebook page, for example, or on their LinkedIn page of somebody saying, hey, they were awesome. I hired them to do this. They did a great job. Because then I'm more likely, I'm more likely to spend my money with them. Now, you can make this right on your website. You do not need a big fancy sales funnel. Now, by all means, if you want a click funnels and you want to spend the money and have a whole bunch of stuff integrated, you can do that. But you can have a sales funnel as simple as this. Right here is their URL. Everywhere that they post that URL, this page is going to come up. And so this is their sales funnel. Okay. And again, I'm just scrolling down through. You see the colors. Every section is a different color. So you tell very clearly when you're changing sections in their funnel. Very nice and simple and easy sales funnel, but very, very effective. Okay. We're going to show you one more sales funnels here, and let me move this out of the way. This one is a little bit more, I think, busy for me. And this is where this gal is saying why I am speaking, and she's talking about bipolar disorder. So again, right at the top, I know exactly what she's talking about. And if I'm not interested in that topic, I'm going to scroll on. If I am interested in that topic, I'm going to scroll down because I want to know more about her. And so all she does is come through right here. This is a blog post, but it also is an audio, like a podcast, and you can learn more about who this person is. So this is just a way for folks to connect with her. And at the end, she gives information on how you can connect. At the end, right here, her first book, and she talks about how to get her books over on Amazon. And then in her podcast portion, the audio version only, you see the little button to play the audio, and it will then tell how to connect with her at the end of that. You can see where she's had 39 downloads already. So 39 people have decided that they want to connect with her. So you see where this is just a type of offer at the top of her funnel. She's just sending people over to connect with her. You see that? So that one's just kind of short and sweet, but a little busy because it's got a lot of writing in it. And so here's my favorite one. This is a girlfriend of mine. And she did this. This is super simple. There's her URL right there at the top. And she just has, when the event begins, remember, she's trying to answer the questions in her readers' minds, like the who, what, when, where, how. So she says, here, attention, existing women in business ready to take life to a whole new level this year. All right. So now if I am an existing woman in business ready to take my life to a whole new level, I'm going to scroll down. I want to know more about what she's doing. Well, the event begins, it's already passed, but the event begins on July 14 at 3:00. So the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to check my calendar. Do I have that time available? Yes, I do. So yes, I'm an existing woman in business ready to take my life to a whole new level. Yes, I have the time available. Now join the 4-week easy breezy summer reset. All right, now it's 4 weeks. Do I have 4 weeks to give? Yes. See, so she's entering the conversation in my mind and I'm answering those as I go. This fits me, the time fits me, the 4 weeks fits me, but what is it? Well, it's a premier virtual. Okay, it's virtual, so I don't have to travel anywhere, for female business leaders looking to gain a renewed sense of purpose and gain massive traction for the second part of 2022. Well, if I'm resonating with her content, with her marketing content, I'm going to say, okay, I'm in, but what am I going to get? Well, how simple is that? She's answering my question before it almost comes out of my mouth. Here's what you're going to get. And she even used the word gonna instead of going to get, because this is how we talk. Here's what you're going to get. You're going to get powerful breakthroughs for powerful breakthrough Zoom calls. You're going to get an intimate group coaching. You're going to get to build long-lasting relationships, walk away with a bulletproof game plan and a private Facebook group. And look at this. Normally it's $19.97, now just $97. How many people do you think would just automatically sign up for that? So this would be a great mid-level offer. It's, you don't have a lot of skin in the game. It's only $97. It answers everything that you want to do. You see a gal here that looks very approachable with her picture. It's not some model picture when you go, oh, well, good for her. I'm glad she's 110, you know, with perfect teeth and, you know, and making $1 million. This gal looks approachable. She looks like me. She's like, okay, I get it. She probably gets me. So this ad copy is one of my favorites because it's not incredibly long. But yet it answers all the questions. It's at the right price point. It's easy to register. And then look what she says, go to step two. See? So you realize this is step one. She made it very clear. This is step one to connect. And then she shows down here at the bottom that your payments are very safe and secure. Because that's a question today, you know, with putting your credit card out there. So now you're saying, I want it. I'm going to put in my full name, my email address, and my phone number. But if you go to step two, it's probably going to ask me for my credit card number to pay the 97. But she's answered my question before I get there. The secure payments are through Stripe. It's safe and secure. It's SLO encrypted. So she's already answered that I can use MasterCard, Visa, Discover, American Express. So I already know that it's one of the cards I can use. I already know it's going to be safe. And step number two, I'm sure, is going to have me put in my credit card information. But she's answered my concerns on this short copy. You see how powerful that is? And her colors are good. They're very calming because, again, when you're ready to take life to a whole new level, one of the big things that we're hearing these days is my life is so crazy. I just want everything to be calmed down and easy. And so she has made it a very calming color on top of it. So this is one of my favorites. So I'll just say that. And for those of you that are listening in, we're going to have in the mastermind group, we'll have the actual video. So join the mastermind and you can actually see the video. Let's see. Now, this is one that we did before. And Debbie, you've seen this one. This is one where this girl is, she's talking about becoming a full-time income as a blogger. And so again, super, super simple. 4 must-know steps for turning your hobby blog into a profitable business. Save my seat. Okay. And then I love this. Even if your mom is your only reader right now. Hi, mom. So see, she brings herself down to our level because we're thinking, oh, this girl probably has 14,000, you know, readers and I've got like my mom. Well, see, she responded to that right here. Even if your mom is your only reader right now. Hi, mom. See, so she brought herself down to her audience level. So we get to know, like, and trust her because by just that one sentence, it makes us feel like she gets me, you know, she gets me. That, you know, I'm new. I don't know what I'm doing. But now she gives herself some credibility because she says as seen, and she puts where she's been, her program has been seen. So you're like, okay, she must know her stuff. And then she talks about the facts. Blogging is more important than ever. Yes, even in the age of Instagram and TikTok. And then she talks about just the impact of blogging. Which, you know, in case you're not sold, you might go, oh, I didn't know blogging had that big of an impact. So this isn't a class full of fluff or an hour you'll never get back, promise. Think of it like a college class that you receive for free. So you're thinking, I'm going to learn something. She's framed it that you're going to get lots of actual information that you can use as soon as you sign up. And so then she talks about, and you see where she made her verbiage, kind of like Kathy Mila, where she said, you know, the word gonna, she used. So grab your kombucha or iced coffee and get prepared to learn. See, she's making it casual so that you don't feel like it's too uppity. Okay. Because again, that's a turnoff. So now she goes through what you're going to get. And again, she's going to give you lots of options to save your seat. And then she talks about after you tap that save my seat, I'll send you a free success blogging workbook. So now you're going, okay, so I'm going to get a workbook. So I don't have to, like, take notes like crazy and not be able to keep up. And how many of us have been on webinars like that? And the information is, you know, we can't write it down fast enough. So you're like, okay, I get a workbook. And now you get to know a little bit about her and you're thinking, see, she's very approachable, very beautiful, but she's very approachable. She talks about who she is and, you know, all about how she got started. And she's talking all about herself here. And then she goes into her testimonials, and in her testimonials, she's made them look like she just copy and pasted them right off of whatever, wherever the testimonial came in from, which is kind of fun because we're all on social media. We had a call this morning on Clubhouse that said 68% of us are on Facebook, and like something like 80% of all of America is on some social media at some point, at some level. And so here, these are right off of her post. So you can see where she even kept the color, the background colors, and for her testimonial. So you feel like those are genuinely real testimonials. And so then she said, are you ready to see what a blog can do for you? And the, and she's made it four steps, and then yes, let's go. So you see where she made it very user-friendly. Again, if you go here to the URL, this is the URL. Every place she posts that URL that I've just highlighted there on my share screen is where this funnel is going to show up. And so she can post that across her social media. She can post it along her website. Wherever she posts that, it's going to show up. So anyway, that's just another example of a funnel. You can do it on, like I said, there's a million and one different funnels out there, actual funnel platforms that you can use, but it's up to you how much or how little you want to spend. And so that was the ones I was looking at before. Let me find here, EverWebinar. I'm looking for one here. This is if you wanted to do an evergreen. And so I'm going to show you this one. And this, again, shows you some platforms. Now, don't be confused. You can do your funnel right in your website. So if you don't want to spend any money, don't be confused that you have to spend a bunch of money to have a funnel. You can do it right in your website. Now, this one, it talks about what are the five best evergreen webinar software platforms, you know, to actually put together a funnel. And so you can actually sign up for a company called Webinar. And here's the top five. eWebinar, EasyWebinar, Demio, Webinar Geek, EverWebinar. And all you have to do is just do some shopping. If you want to put together a webinar where, and an evergreen webinar means that you don't have to show up live to teach. So for example, the last gal that's doing the four steps to blogging, she could have recorded that all on an evergreen on one of these. And once the people tap through and pay their money, she just sends them the link to her evergreen webinar. She doesn't even have to show up. She can just send them the link. So these are just some webinar software programs if you wanted to do a webinar, but you can get round the clock scheduling, direct private communication, interactive attendee experience, and great design, easy to use, kind of plug and play if you want to put your webinar in there. But again, you don't even have to do an evergreen. If you want to just send her back to your products, I already have courses. I already have masterminds. I can do a sales funnel and send them back to products I already have. I don't have to create an additional product if I don't want to. Are you with me so far? All right. So let's now, let's go back here. I'm just looking at some of these that I saved. That was the blog about the best ones. I think this is a Facebook funnel. This is where they put it out on Facebook. I just wanted to show you. And again, I saved these links. And so I have to open them up to kind of see what I saved. So bear with me. Again, for those of you that are listening, this is all in our Build a Better Business Mastermind. Okay, here is a sales funnel just typed out in Facebook. See, you don't have to, it's not rocket science. You don't have to spend a lot of money. And look, they just typed it in. They put in the link, you know, because you can put a link right in your Facebook post. And this is just a Facebook post, strictly a Facebook post. And it's like, Pipeline Pro, and that's the name of a company that does funnels. And but they did their funnel right in a post. You know, it's available for $37. Get it here. You know, they use the little emoji with, you know, pointing down, and then it can replace many of your subscription-based applications. And it's, they've got a little smiley face, and it's just right in a post and with their link. And when you put a link, whenever you put a link, it'll automatically populate the picture of that link. And so this is actually a picture of off of their website. And so what I used to pay, ClickFunnels, Calendly, LiveChat, and Pipedrive, you now get all of that in Pipeline Pro. And here you are paying $169 a month, and Pipeline Pro is $37 one-time fee. That is their funnel. Now, how many people that are looking for a funnel platform might say, wow, I was looking at ClickFunnels, I was looking at Calendly, I was looking at LiveChat, I get all of that in Pipeline Pro. Maybe I'm going to check that out. So now, see, here's where you can learn more. And so when you click on the Learn More button, what it does is it takes you over to their sales page. But that's how they put it out on Facebook. And so now their sales page, see, they got a video at the top telling you about. So he's telling you the who, what, when, where, how. You know, the other ones were all typed. He's going to tell you about it if you click on him and listen to him. But see, I want it now, click here to buy. And then they tell you it's a money back guarantee. And it just, see, it just goes down and answers your questions. Is this you? Is this what you're thinking? Is this what you're looking for? It shows you all of the, all everything that you get with it. You know, you get unlimited pipelines, you get unlimited calendars, you get a website builder, you get a funnel builder. So you get, see, you see how he's selling that. And this is his funnel. He has a funnel to sell his funnel platform. Okay, so don't, and then here's his testimonials here at the bottom. And then he shows that the special offer expires. And yes, I want it. And money back guarantee again. And it goes through everything that you get again. And frequently asked questions. So you see the formula is very similar. And then if you activate it, now he's telling you you're even going to get a bonus. So now if you get this far and you haven't bought yet, now you're thinking, oh, I'm going to get this bonus. Maybe I should get it now before my time runs out. And so now you get clear to the bottom and there's his footer. So now I'm scrolling back up. This funnel was simply advertised on Facebook under a Facebook post. And when you click, it clicks you to his sales page, landing page, funnel. Those are all interchangeable words. This is his sales page. This is his funnel page. This is his landing page. This is where he wants you to land so that you can scroll down the funnel and buy his product. So again, he could make this right on his website. See, when you look at his URL, it's gopipelinepro.com. Look at this, sales page. This is just a page on his website. And you can see that right here. From the URL, right there it is. It's in the gopipelinepro.com/sales page. So all this is it's built right inside his website, okay? And all I'm saying is that you can build that inside your website for free because you already have a website, okay? So questions. Estella, you have your hand up.
I do. I mean, I'm just like in shock that this pipeline, whatever it is. I want that website. Put that in the chat. But
it's pipelinepro.com.
Okay. So how do you know that that's valid? You know, because there's scams out there too. I mean, for all he's offering for $37, is that per month or it said a one time?
It says a one time. And so, again, I don't know, but this is one of those offers. See, now remember, this is one of those offers where, and let me just find him again because I had clicked out of it. I think it's this one. Let me look. this is one of those offers where if it's not too expensive, you don't even mind it. See, that's why I say you have to have a mid-level offer. Because see here, when you go to the bottom, it's a $37 one time. And when you learn more, this is the link. See, and it's gopipelinepro.com. But if I highlight this whole link right here
and post it,
I copy that. Mm-hmm. And then I stop share and I actually paste it right here in there it is in the chat. Okay. But for $37, who cares? Let's say you get in there and you realize, I really don't like it. You've only risked $37. It's not like $37 a month for 5 years, or it's not like, you know, $2,000 to get this program. You're risking $37. And so that's what I'm saying. When you start to have your freebies and then your first level and your core, and then finally, you know, your high level offer, you have to have some options where folks are willing to take a chance. Mm-hmm. And so on this one, you go, for $37, I'm going to give it a look, you know?
But we never got to see what was his next level, because that sounds like just even if he has a next level.
Well, that's it. He does not disclose his next level in that marketing, because this is part of his funnel. Now, once you're in the 37, my guess is he's now has your email because you've registered to get this $37 product. Now, my guess is he's going to start sending you emails about his next level. And if you're loving this, see, and you say, you know what? For $37, I got tons of value. Now he might have a mastermind or a five-day challenge where he's going to actually help you use his funnel. Then you might go, you know what? I loved everything about his funnel. I'm taking that challenge. I'm going to do it so that at the end, I've got mine done. You know, I'm willing to spend the money because you feel that you got tons of value out of that first level. And that's what a funnel is all about. See, it's to bring your viewers and listeners along with all of your products. Because I may not buy his 5-day challenge, but I might buy the $37 platform to see what it's like, to see if I find any value in it. But as soon as I get it, I can almost guarantee you I'm going to start getting emails from him that says, take the next step, take the next step, be a part of the community, join the Facebook group, do, you know, and so, and that's how you move on down that funnel. And then he might even say, you know, I've even got a do it for you option, you know, for $10,000, I'll do all of your funnels for you. Well, there's going to be a certain number of people that as they come down are going to go, I'm in, I don't want to do it. I'm, you know, I need to take my business to the next level. I'm just going to spend the money and you do it for me. You know, they might even say that's a good buy for me. Now, not everybody is going to take that option. And I'm not saying that he actually has that option. I'm just saying that I've seen that at the end of these steps, you know, you buy the platform and then you get into the community. And then maybe you buy a challenge to where they promise that they'll help you move the needle at the end of 5 days. And then at the end of that, you know, you buy a bigger program or a do it for you program. And a certain number of people are going to follow that all the way through. But what you have to decide is, what is your core offer? What is your bread and butter? Where are you trying to get people to go to? And then work backward as to what your free, mid-level, high-level, how are you bringing them up to your core? Because that's your bread and butter. And that's where you want to constantly be adding value. Because again, if your folks, just like my story of the couple that was going to cancel the mastermind because they felt they had to cut back on their budget. I think one of them lost their job and they were like, what can we cut out? And they thought, well, we can cut this out. And then when they went to do it and saw what came with it, they changed their mind. They said, we've decided we have to give something else up. We don't want to give up that information. It's too valuable to us. And so you want to be very valuable at that point so that your folks stay. Now, how many of us have bought a membership at a fitness club and never go, but yet it still comes out of our bank account every month? How many? Yes. Okay, come on. Don't let me hang out here by myself. Who else has done that?
Not a fitness club, but other stuff. Trust me. Okay. Lots of other stuff. Well, I shouldn't say lots, but enough.
Your viewers will do the same thing. Mm-hmm. They will tap into your monthly stuff and never tap out. And all of a sudden, again, let's just do some numbers. You know, I've got my little calculator here. Let's say that I need $3,000 a month. And if I divide that by $25 membership fee, I only need 120 members to make $3,000 every single month. 120. And if you divide that by 12 months, I need to add 10 members a month for 1 year. And if you divide that by four, I only need to add 2 members a week. Then in a year from now, I'll be making $3,000. But you don't want two to come on and two to drop off.
Right.
So you have to show up with tons and tons of value. You have to constantly be bringing value to that mastermind. Or to that membership site, whatever that is.
Kathy, not to change the subject, but when you have a website such as this Go pipeline, and you're on it, why do they, well, I kind of figure why, but they keep flashing different people that have joined on and how long ago? What is that purpose? To entice you?
It's to show you that people are finding value in it, and that, you know, they're like, it's how many of you have ever gotten trapped in looking at a timeshare? And, okay, don't let me hang out here on this one. I don't know if you remember, but you go and you see the timeshare and it looks good, but you're thinking, I don't want to spend that much money. And I'm not sure that this is, you know, it doesn't give you time to get to know, like, and trust them. And so it's kind of high pressure because they know they've got you in the hot seat and they want to close the deal before you get out the door. And so every time somebody across the room signs up, the whole place breaks out in a cheer. Yay, George just bought a timeshare. And that's making you think like, okay, George saw the value in this. Maybe I should go ahead and do it. You know, because what it does is it starts to make you feel like other folks obviously know, like, and trust the process, or they wouldn't spend that kind of money. So now you're thinking, maybe it's just me that's a little hesitant. Maybe I should go ahead and do this. And that's kind of the idea behind it, Debbie, is they want you to see that tons of folks are signing up, and as the folks are signing up here, you're the time frame, because they've got the little clock going, this offer is only going to be good for 2 days, 3 hours and 56 minutes. And so as the clock is ticking down and other people are joining, you're thinking, I better hurry up and get in. And that's true. Their intent.
Yeah.
Okay. It's to give you that scarcity feeling, like, if I don't get it now, I'm never going to, I, this deal might pass me by. And again, on something like this, a $37 deal, you know, that's when you're thinking, you know, hey, if they're only going to offer this for a couple of days and it's only 37 bucks, I'm going to risk it. You know, I'm going to jump in before the deal goes away, because after that, maybe it's 37 bucks a month. And not that that's huge, but you're thinking, you know, I can pay a one-time $37 fee and have this platform. Now, you may never use it. You may go look around in it once you get it, and you might go, oh, it's too hard, or, oh, I don't, you know, it's not really what I was looking for, or whatever. And you chalk it up like a bad dinner. You know, well, we went out to dinner and paid 37 bucks for that dinner. We probably won't go back. And so it's kind of like that. You don't feel like it broke the bank, but you feel like it's worth a look. But again, you have to go one of two ways. You can either build your business organically, slowly, and put enough content out there that people get to know, like, and trust you so that they're willing to tap in, or you can go for the fast, a little more high pressure sales of the time clock ticking away, that it's going to go away, and hope that you bring enough value to enough people that they move on to your next level. It's just a different marketing strategy. Now, because I'm building a heart-centered business and I want my business to be heart-centered and I want it to be all about caring. And for those of you that have been on board with me for some time, you understand my opus is all about helping the earlier version of me. You know, like I said, that what breaks my heart is that the people that need it the most can afford it the least. And so I want to help that group of folks get to the next level. And so I choose not to do the high pressure. I would rather be available all the time and nurture that getting to know, like, and trust factor. Because some of the folks that I have on board with me have been on board with me for over 5 years and will be on board with me for another 20 years because they feel like I care about them and they know my heart. They know that I am there to give and they're just going to be connected forever because they feel that with me. And so that's how I choose to grow my business, but everyone's different. And so for today, what we're all about today is just how are you going to develop your funnel? I wanted to show you different ideas. I wanted to show you that you could go anywhere from just doing something in an email, like my letter of what's coming up this week. I just sent out an email to my email base. Here's what's coming up this week. A certain number of those folks are going to look at it and go, oh, I don't have time. And they're going to scroll on. And a certain number of those folks are going to say, you know what, there's a couple of topics that I'm interested in. I think I'm going to tap in and listen. And then there's going to be a certain number of those folks that are going to say, I don't have time. I can't tap in and listen, but I'm going to go pull up the replay. And so what's going to happen is after time, see, a certain number of folks are going to start coming in through that funnel of just me sending out an email once a week. Something that simple. So don't overcomplicate it, I guess is what I'm saying. Consistency is more important than how stylish your funnel is. Consistency of getting your message out there is more important than how fancy you're making your funnel. It could be something as simple as an email.
That's a good point. Thank you.
So Debbie said she has to jump off. Yes, we're over time. But anyhow, top takeaway before we go. I know we ran over today, but this has been great information, great topic. Debbie, what is your top takeaway from today?
Well, it shows me that it finally clicked, creating the funnel and how it works. And that with the different examples you showed, that's what resonated with me the most is that now I can go forward between now and next time and create this for myself.
Perfect. So, perfect. Yeah. But think about what your core offer is, where you make the most money, and that's where you want to direct people to. Look at your numbers and decide. Mine is my $25 a month paid masterminds. That's my core. And so that's where I want to direct everybody to, where they're just making that $25 payment month after month, year after year, and till, you know, and then I get it up to a certain level to where I'm making $3,000 a month, $4,000 a month, $5,000 a month, just from the number of people that have tapped into the mastermind. So decide what your core offer is. Where do you make the most money? That's where you want to funnel people to.
Okay. Thank you.
And then work backwards. Once you know what that is, then you can say, who are those people that have signed up? Now, where did those people find out? And just work backwards. Yeah. Is that helpful?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Estella, what is, Debbie has to jump off. Estella, what is your takeaway?
My takeaway was, number one, seeing the different examples. That was very helpful. But then also listening to you saying, start with the end and work backwards so that you can get the funnel started. That was, and then you showed that in the examples. So if anyone's on the podcast and they're listening, please get the replay because that was helpful for me.
Yes, yes. And that was very helpful for me too, when I saw all the different ways that people are directing their clients to their core product. And again, there's no wrong answer. There's all kinds of ways to do it. Anything from a super high tech click funnels that everything's automated, to just sending out an email and somebody answering your email or clicking through to your website. So your funnel can be very simplistic or very complex. It's wherever you want to start. But what I find happens is that some people think they have to have this big fancy, all designed, automated, you know, funnel before they can start. And so they never start, because they just keep thinking, I don't know how to do that. I don't have the money to spend on that. I don't even know how to set it up once I do spend the money on that. And so they just don't do it. And then they sit there and go, why are people not finding me? Mm-hmm. And so sometimes it's as simple as better to just get started, because you've always moved to a fancier funnel as your business grows.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Great information today.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Absolutely. So for those that are listening, you can find us at kathybinner.com. Scroll down to the Build a Better Business Mastermind. You'll see on my homepage, it'll have a free meetup, then it'll have a course, and then it'll have a mastermind that also includes the course. And you want to click through on the mastermind. That way you get the course and the mastermind. You can join us on this call, and you can be a part of our mastermind, and you get to see all of the examples on the replay. So again, kathybinner.com, scroll down, click through on Build a Better Business Mastermind course bundle. So with that, we're going to go for today. Estella, thank you, Estella. And thank you, Debbie, for being on board. And we will see everyone next time.
Okay. Thank you, Kathy. Have a great week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.